Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Baskin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
Tell us, Jeffrey, how about a quarterback, please?
Yesterday, we looked at one of the guys coming out in the draft, Cam Ward from Miami and from Washington State and the University of Incarnate Word,
yes,
going all the way back to the San Antonio days. Today, we're going to take a different approach. Today, we're looking at a guy who is a veteran free agent. I'm getting ready to hear, Dan, I want you to open your mic, and I want to hear what you have to say. Okay. Today, we're talking about a guy, type of guy that one team is going to end up signing and thinking this is our starting quarterback for next year. You ready?
DeShone Kizer.
The sixth overall pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, who turns 28 in May, Daniel Jones.
Oof.
Now, keep in mind.
What?
The Browns need a starting quarterback, right? In theory, we think they need a starting quarterback. So do the Tennessee Titans.
Okay.
And the Las Vegas Raiders. Perhaps the Minnesota Vikings. They don't know who it is. Is it Darnold? Is it Daniel Jones? Is it J.J. McCarthy? They have options. Daniel's old team, the New York Giants, need a starting quarterback. The New York Jets need a starting quarterback. Is Aaron Rodgers going back there? I'd be surprised. The Pittsburgh Steelers might need a starting quarterback. So there's competition, and some of these guys are going to end up being signed to be somebody's starter next year. With that in mind, the Daniel Jones story is this. You might recall he was released by the Giants on November 22nd, signed to the Vikings practice squad. So he goes to the Kevin O'Connell Finishing School of Quarterbacks. We've resurrected the career of Sam Darnold. Daniel, come on in. Vikings signed him 5 days after he got cut by the Giants. Mm-hmm. He was signed to their active roster yesterday in Minnesota. Okay. And they waived Brett Rypien, their extra quarterback. Mm-hmm. So what does this do?
Makes
him eligible for the playoffs. And it also allows the Vikings to get a compensatory pick if he leaves through free agency this offseason. So they're just kind of playing it out, but they're, you know, he's sitting there. What are they going to do? Both Darnold and Jones are free agents. Darnold has played his way into money. So if the Vikings want to re-sign him, it's going to cost them money. If they're going to franchise tag him for 1 year, it's going to cost them money. Daniel Jones won't cost them money. He could end up as the starter in Minnesota next year for a while until J.J. McCarthy is ready to go, depending on the Darnold situation. We'll see how that plays out.
And the McCarthy situation.
And... well, yeah.
He's still got to get healthy.
Right. Here's this. Daniel Jones spent 6 years in New York with the Giants. If you want a bad place to be struggling as a quarterback, it's New York. You can ask Sam Darnold. You can ask Eli Manning from time to time. You can ask Daniel Jones. His best season in New York, and this is weird to me. Keep in mind, folks, when we're doing this quarterback thing here, we're not saying you should sign this guy. We're just going to provide information on these guys, and we can all make our own decisions and figure out who we want to get.
Okay, good. Don't sign him.
I think this is a real red flag on Daniel Jones. His best year was his rookie season. He threw 24 touchdown passes as a rookie, and then his next best was, it was 24. His next best was several years later when he threw 15.
They won 9 games that year, though.
And the only time he went to the playoffs, and he won a playoff game against the Vikings and then got knocked out by the Eagles. So he does have a little playoff experience, and he won a game in the playoffs. He's real athletic, as we know. He rushed for over 700 yards in that year when they made the playoffs. I love Pro Football Reference. I love Pro Basketball Reference, all of those. One of my favorite things about it that is silly, and it's not the information I'm looking for, but they give possible nicknames for these guys that you've never heard of before.
Yeah.
They called Daniel Jones Vanilla Vic. I thought, okay, that's just ridiculous, and I love it. Anyhow, the Giants went 9-6-1 in that 2022 season. Is he a guy that you want in Cleveland? I would say no.
Backup?
Except for, well, I don't think he's going to be a backup.
Would you be okay, Dan, if he was a backup?
I
am too.
I honestly think he's going to be somebody's starting quarterback next year.
Somebody who's not going to the playoffs?
That team is going to be drafting Arch Manning.
Well, that might be the case, Dan. But would you guys agree? The Browns, Titans, Raiders, and Giants definitely need quarterbacks next year. All four of them. So where are you going to find four starting quarterbacks? It might be by resurrecting a guy like Daniel Jones for one of those teams. And the Browns are in a position that it doesn't have to be them if they like one of the guys coming out of the draft. If they don't, then Daniel Jones might be an option. So just keep that in mind. I think it's really...
Who are the three teams you said again? Browns, Giants, Vikings?
Browns, Titans.
Oh, Titans.
Raiders, Giants.
Probably throw the Jets in there, too.
Well, I think the Jets. I think the Steelers, although I think they'll decide on either Russ or Justin Fields.
Yeah.
I think they'll keep one or the other. And I think the Vikings. But the Vikings have clear options.
Correct.
I mean, J.J. McCarthy, I would think, is their clear option.
It's about
option.
Health with him, though. Everything I've read is about health.
Exactly.
Is he going to be ready to go?
Exactly. Yeah. And because he had a setback.
Yeah.
And then he had to have another surgical procedure, but they expect him to be ready for the start of training camp. But we'll see. Mm. But, you know, do you franchise tag Sam Darnold? Keep him for a year? I probably would.
That would probably be what I would
do. I mean, they won 14 games. How do you let a guy walk out the door when he won 14 games? That would mean, I would think, Daniel Jones is not going back to Minnesota. And that would mean next year it's Sam Darnold and J.J. McCarthy. And then the following year, maybe J.J. McCarthy's ready to go. But just keep this in mind. These are the types of guys.
What happens if the Vikings get shellacked by the Rams on Monday night?
They could decide.
That feels like us.
If you're the Vikings, let me play this scenario for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've had Daniel Jones now since the end of November. If Sam Darnold is going to get franchise tag for what, 30, 35 mil?
Seems like a lot.
And they get shellacked in the playoffs. Are you going to think, we're really happy with JJ. We drafted him to be the guy. We're not going to pay Sam that kind of money. We'll pay Daniel Jones to be that guy for four or five games while JJ gets ready, and then we'll make the move. See, I think that's a real viable option for the Minnesota Vikings.
I also want somebody who can still win if JJ isn't what we want JJ to be.
And Daniel Jones could be that guy.
You can hand the reins over to him. But then now you're a year later and you're looking for another quarterback.
And this is a guy who's had starting experience. could some better quarterback coaching, perhaps, Kevin O'Connell, Kevin Stefanski, turn him into a better quarterback than he was in New York when he was catching so much grief and making so much money? Maybe, huh?
Yeah, I'm done with him. I've turned the page on him.
On who?
Daniel Jones, just so we know.
Yeah, Dable's pretty good about this stuff. And if Dable's like,
I get it completely.
Yeah.
But keep it in mind.
But you could talk me into him being a backup quarterback.
Wouldn't you think, though, of the veterans, and we're going to go over these guys, leading up to free agency and the draft and everything else. Of the veterans who are out there, isn't he probably top five of guys who you could bring in and play?
As far as experience, if you want to bring a guy in with experience that you might be able to trust,
able to coach up. The guy's like 6'5", like 230 pounds. He's a big, athletic guy.
Yeah, but he really likes throwing the ball to the other team.
It wasn't as bad as you think.
Only 47 times.
Bad.
It wasn't as bad as you
think. And
he's got
some only
pretty,
7 times in 10 games this year.
Terrible throws in his back pocket.
I can't argue with that.
Especially on he's
never thrown more than 12 in a season.
Especially on a team that has Malik Nabers on it, where it's like, you're going to throw to him because he's awesome. And they still were borderline inept.
Not going to argue with you. I'm not singing his praises. I'm just telling you, be aware. This is the type of guy.
This is McLemore, right?
That some team is going to end up with.
This? Oh no, this is dumpster dive.
Some team might have
thrift shops an upgrade on this.
No, I think so.
Some team might have him starting next year. I'm just telling you.
From now on, that we'll call these players McLemore, right? Anybody that's a thrift shop player is a McLemore. Okay.
Nate's in West Salem. Nate.
Hey guys. Good afternoon.
Nate, hang on. Before you start talking, can you just take us off speakerphone so we can hear you? Thanks, man.
Yep, sorry.
That's no worries.
Hang
we got
on
it.
1 second.
Totally understand.
You're on hold a long time.
I'm actually out in the pig barn fixing a door that is, I'm on my headset. Give me 1 second. I can't figure this out.
In the pig barn? Man, we are number one in pig barns.
Somebody has to be.
I got to feel like we're the number one station in pig barns.
My room was frequently called a pigsty.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you sound great.
Go. Thank you, Nate.
Hey, absolutely. My number one thing is let's not trade down anymore. Okay. Ever again. Our track record, and it goes prior to Barry being our GM, our track record for trading down is horrendous. And all I have to do is point to the 2014 draft and the 2011 draft, where we could have had both Mike Evans and Julio Jones, which we wouldn't have gotten one if we had already gotten the other, most likely. Mm-hmm. The Julio Jones trade is the real eye-opener. Six players were obtained from that trade, and all six players were out of the league within 3 years, and Julio Jones had like a 12-year career. It makes you look dumb when you think that you're smarter than everyone else, and it doesn't work out. Take the best player in the draft. At this point, we need to take a quarterback. Don't ask me who it is, but I am with Andy on this one. Don't take Sanders. I don't want to deal with Deion saying his son's not going to come play in Cleveland.
And I'm not taking him if he's saying that, but if Deion doesn't make any noise about that and you know, Sanders is the guy you deem to be the guy, I don't have any issues with his dad being Deion Sanders.
If Deion could come out ahead of time and say he's not going to give us any issues, then that'd be fine. But he'd almost have to sign off on it before we do it.
The problem is,
what if he's not playing? Then all of a sudden everyone's going to be like, oh, let's go find out what his dad thinks. And so, he should be playing. And then if his dad's not happy, then we got to listen. It's all circus stuff, man. Done. I've seen this before with Johnny Manziel. I'm done.
Well, it's the actual one that we saw before was with Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I don't need dad tweeting things. But, you know, if Deion can accept the fact that he may be, Sanders may be sitting behind a veteran quarterback for a little bit and just accept that that's going to be part of the process and that when his time will come, then and he's not going to give us any issues, then I'm fine with that. But let's stop trading down. It hasn't worked for us, and it makes us look really dumb.
All right, Nate, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Back to the pigs.
That's pretty cool that we're on the pig farm. I like that. Thank you. That can't be easy.
You take your successes where you can get them.
I look at that. That's a real job, man. That seems hard to me.
What's the concept of a guy like Daniel Jones do for you, Browns fans? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on the Fan.